folks who host this show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more. At 419-PT-LOVE-4.
Pork therapy. We're so glad that you've joined us again. We're not exactly on the love seat tonight, but
we're in the love campground.
Yeah, love laundry room is more like it. It sounds like there's a waterfall in the
there's
background.
There's kind of a love reverb happening here.
Yeah, but you can feel the love and you'll be fine. So
yeah, but when you feel it, make sure no one's watching.
Oh, that's right. Anyway, we're here at Rogers Campground for the 2010 Porcupine Freedom Festival. Isn't that right, Mike?
That is not only right, it is also wet and rainy.
It is wet and rainy.
But and nonetheless, it has been an awesome time.
Yeah, the past couple days have been really nice. Today it's a little rainy, so that's why we're in the laundry room. But other than that, it's been great. We've done some pork therapy. We've done all kinds of other activities. And we are just having a blast.
Yeah, definitely.
So you should come out. It's a little too late by the time you hear this episode. It'll be over and done with. But you should definitely come out next year to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Check it out. Check out the Free State Project and their website. See what they're all about.
You can learn about it on their website, porkfest2010.com.
Thank you, Mike. That was much more succinct than mine. So tonight we have a special guest who has mystified and entertained us. Oh, Mike.
Special guest.
Mike,
move on.
Now, after this like 25th time of me saying I have a special guest, and I'm actually starting to realize that I do overuse the word special.
Now, this is not a
this is nothing
diss
against
on our
you, JJ,
date.
But it's I really think every guest is special. They all have something unique to offer, and they're all great in their own way. And,
that is absolutely true.
And we love them all, but
I
but I do overuse the word special. Yes. So we have a very
awesome guest.
We have an awesome guest. Yes, we have
he's
a very
actually
unique
been
guest.
Fermenting this question for probably weeks since
months. In
months
fact,
even.
He was one of the original diehard fans of pork therapy, and we asked him to give up with a question like you know months ago, and he said, "Well, I'll think about it." And then 6 months later, he got back to us with his burning question, which he hasn't told us what it is yet. So go ahead and
break it to us, JJ.
Yeah, we'll introduce yourself
well,
first.
Well, hello, this is JJ, and I guess the question I had was no good, so I came up with a different one. No, I came up with a different one here at Porkfest.
Excellent.
Nice.
And sort of the question that I have is, what does it mean when a woman says to you that you're too nice?
Oh.
Interesting.
That's a very good question.
And, it's generally people that know me really well, and that are really good friends.
So did you have this happen to you at Porkfest or recently? Or?
Oh, it happens frequently.
It now, happens more than once.
But
yes.
Wait a minute. You said it happens to you with good friends?
Well,
so
it happens
you're trying
generally
to
with, yeah. Like if I was to ask out a best friend
oh,
or something.
Oh, okay. So you're trying to move into romantic realm, and then they say it.
That's right.
Okay.
Oh, so you're having trouble like transitioning from the friend zone into the romantic zone, I guess?
Well, to an extent. Yeah. But it's difficult to say you're in a zone. I mean, everything's fluid, I think.
Yeah.
So I don't really see it as a zone, more as sort of making your attention to certain clarity and then moving in a different direction, I suppose. But yeah, friend zone thing works fine.
So you've had friends and you tried to ask
nice.
Them out and they say you're too nice. Yeah, I hate it when women say that. I've heard that before, but
it's
ridiculous. It's like, how can someone be too nice? Like, you want them to treat you like an asshole? Like
well, I think that probably exists in the world, but I don't know if that was, you know, this context. I'm sure there are people who like the bad boy, and they like mischief, and they like, you know, somebody who's going to be a troublemaker. And
sure.
Like that song by Pink, My Husband's Going to Start a Fight, or whatever. You know, I'm sure
I
there's people who like bad boys.
I don't actually know that song. Could you sing it, Mike?
No. Almost, but I couldn't remember the melody.
I think you're right. I think what they mean when they say you're too nice, they're trying to be nice when they say that, but what they mean is that I'm not attracted to you because...
Or interested, for whatever
or
reason.
Or interested,
right.
Yeah.
Right, I understand it. I mean, I kind of take it as a cop-out.
Yeah, it sounds like it to me.
It's just a really crappy cop out.
Yeah. You know, we had a somewhat similar question a few weeks ago about what happens when a girl breaks up with you by saying, let's take it slow.
Yeah.
It's a similar thing.
See, women have this code language that they speak. They don't really speak English.
Women.
It's almost like legalese. Right?
Yeah.
Every word means something different. Nice means...
Yes, but that's just as legalese. It's a shitty way to communicate.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. However, some people do communicate that way. And, you know, men have their share of this, too.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, people are individuals. I'm not saying that all women or all men talk a certain way and mean a certain thing. But, yes, as you noted, JJ, this has happened to you more than once. The girls say, well, I'm your friend, but I think you're too nice. I don't want to date you, right?
Well, no. It's nothing that succinct. It's generally just you're too nice.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Which I think there might be a thread of truth to that, even though I do, like as I said, see it as a cop-out.
Well,
or just a shitty way of communicating.
I agree with you 100%, because I know you, and you're incredibly nice.
You're very, very nice.
But I agree with you that it sounds like a cop-out. How can someone not want to, or how can that be a reason to not want to be with you? They must have some other reason, and they're trying to not say it.
Right.
Sure.
And so I'm sorry, but
yeah.
Boy, that's a crappy way to communicate.
I'm used to it as an excuse.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
So, okay, so now that you've heard that excuse, like, you know it's bullshit, and you can just kind of move on and forget about it, but I think when people say, oh, you're too nice, I don't want to date you, I think that can be kind of code for several things. One of them being, like, you focus too much attention on me, like you're too clingy. I've heard
really?
That before. Yeah. Or
I just hate this code stuff. Why not say what you mean?
I totally agree with you, choir, but
wow.
Preaching to the choir, but you know, people don't really say what they mean all the time.
Yeah.
And you know, another thing about too nice can be that, you know, she just sees you as a friend and doesn't see you as a, you know, sexually domineering kind of partner.
Now, while I do think it is a cop out, I think on the bright side of this, here's my guess as to the most common meaning would be, I really like you, and I still want to be liking you and be friends, and you know, whatever we have, I do want to keep it. I don't want to hurt you, but I don't also want to be romantic.
Yeah.
That's my guess. Is that what you've experienced, or do you not know?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's generally, I mean, I understand the whole thing. The question was, is there being too nice, you know?
We've had some guests enter the laundry room, but we're going to just keep on going.
Right. I mean, is there a certain element of asshole that must be, you know, there in order for the, you know, the transition from the friend zone on to yeah. happen?
A certain element of asshole. You heard it first here on Pork Therapy.
I don't know, but the first thought that came to my mind was, if the next girl that says that to you, you could say, oh, thanks a lot, bitch. How's that?
Well,
is that unfriendly enough for you?
Well, it's not my nature to do that.
No, I know, and I'm kidding. That wouldn't be
good
communication or productive or helpful or
and you
a
know
relationship
what?
You
there,
want.
There are some girls out there who like want to date nice guys and not want to date guys that will treat them well and nice, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm not suggesting this, but
not everybody
maybe
wants
you,
a jerk.
Are you, like, always asking out a certain type of girl?
Well, no.
It's his
not,
friends,
well,
right?
It's not just me. This is also something that my friends that are also in the same thing is saying, because I have a lot of nice guy friends. You know, the whole nice guy thing.
Yes.
Wait a minute. How
nice
are, how are guys saying this to you? And what?
Well,
context?
No, they're telling me they asked this girl out, and she said that I was too nice. Yeah. I mean,
wow.
It's not. Yeah. It's actually a very easy cop out or sort of.
Yeah.
No, I'm not attracted to you, or no, I'm not interested, or no, I'm dating three other guys, and they don't know.
Right.
About each other or whatever.
And they're trying to make it sound
right.
Nice, but really they're not being helpful or at all.
Well, right. Well, I mean, the rejection thing isn't really an issue. It's, you know, that's part of life.
They just think it is.
Right, right.
Yeah.
They make a bigger deal out of it than I think the guy.
They don't want to actually overtly reject you, actually. I think they want to sort of like lay you down easier or continue to keep you at arm's length or continue to have you be interested in them but not actually reciprocate.
Well, that might be an excuse, too. They might be thinking to themselves, oh, I don't want to hurt him, but they might also be actually saying to themselves without knowing it, I'm not brave enough to say say directly what I feel.
Yeah.
And the other thing is like some in the past women were like really flirty and literally teasing, and then you ask them out and they say no, I'm not interested, and then they continue to be flirty and teasy. It's just like you're sending such strange messages.
Yeah. Well, okay, here's what I have to say to that. Outside of this question, do you want to be with them? If that's how they're going to communicate in life.
Well, no. I mean, it's sort of that's at that point you get a realization about the person, and then you obviously formulate another avenue after that.
Yeah. It's the other avenue.
But it's just such a strange behavior that it's like,
I have one piece of advice for this. What it sounds like to me is that you need to start ignoring these girls, like especially the girls that say, the flirty girls that say, "Oh, I'm not interested," but they continue to flirt with you. Just ignore them after that. Don't enable them. Don't flirt back with them. Just ignore them, and they'll probably want you more. I mean, everybody's attracted to what they can't have, and if you project this image of, "Oh, like I'm totally, you know, open. I'm totally here for you," you have to seem a little bit unavailable, and it makes you more enticing. I think. Yeah. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I know it's kind of a game.
I know
it's
not nice,
but... Exactly. I know what you're saying,
but
why play it?
Why play it? Because that's how you get people to date, I suppose.
I guess so. I guess if you want to try and date someone and see if it actually works out, and
I mean,
the only way to do it is to play the game.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a game. You know what I notice? I mean...
But even if it's not a game, you're pretending to be something you're not at the beginning of a relationship.
No, not necessarily. Here, I'll give you an example of what I mean. Maybe I didn't say this right. People who are busy and who have a lot of things going on in their life and a lot of interests and a lot of friends and everything and aren't completely focused on like, oh, I need a girlfriend, I need a relationship, I need this and that, those people attract partners because the partners find them interesting, right? They have a lot of stuff going on in their life. They're somewhat mysterious. They're not going to be clingy. They're not going to be, you know, hanging all over them.
They're productive.
They're productive. Yeah. They have their own personality. They're confident in themselves. And those are all very attractive qualities. But if you don't project that image of like, hey, I've got other stuff going on in my life, if you're sort of, you know, present the image of being stuck on one person or being, you know, kind of following around someone like a little lap dog, then that's not attractive.
No. I'm a very independent person.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You know, if I'm in someone's company, then you know
you're talking to them. You're focused on them.
Right. Exactly. And even then when I'm not, I'm focused on myself or whatever's going on next. I mean, I don't think a lot of people are like that. But it's good advice nonetheless. But the thing is that it's a whole dichotomy of, you see, people are complete dicks with. Girlfriend after girlfriend, and then the nice guy is consistently shut down.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not universal, but it's pretty common.
It's not just, you know, New Hampshire or Liberty Activists or anything. It's a consistent thing. So that the idea that perhaps you shouldn't be so kind, perhaps you should save your compassion and kindness for maybe after the relationship has started.
Well, by kind, what do you mean by you shouldn't be so kind? Can you give me some examples of what you would consider kind behavior that might turn someone off? Or,
well, I mean, I don't know what would turn someone
giving
off.
Giving gifts or like...
No. I think more like being a caring, consistently friendly, caring person, like a good friend. I mean, basically that's what I mean by that, where you're generally concerned for the person, you genuinely act in a friendly and consistently... nice manner. I mean, mm-hmm. I guess that's what I mean.
Yeah, and that is nice, and certainly some people want partners that do, you know, put that forward, caring and compassion and friendliness. Yeah, I would want that too, and that's something that attracts me personally.
Know.
But you know, some people will view that as sort of like you're putting out a lot of energy and a lot of stuff, and maybe they're not necessarily giving you back, and maybe that attracts sort of takers rather than givers. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand that completely.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, like, you know, you're putting your energy out there, and you're saying like, hey, you know, I value you, I like you, I'm going to show you kindness and compassion, and the people who latch onto that are the people who just want to suck your kindness and compassion away and kind of use you. So maybe that's why you're getting these girls saying, oh, you're too nice, because that's who it's attracting. You got to be more selective about who you attract.
Well, I'm not really that selective, actually. I'm pretty well open.
Sure. Yeah.
So, I mean, yes, if I were very selective, as you said, then I would definitely take that advice. But as it is, I'm pretty well just whatever is going in that direction, we'll see what happens, because I'm not a physicalist. I don't really get into the physical attributes. I'm more of a mental and spiritualist.
You're saying that personality is more important than looks, basically?
Feeling is more important.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Hmm.
I mean, obviously, everything else plays a part.
So would you say that this is accurate? You are asking a lot of women out and seeing this a lot. It's very common in this, at least this culture, and you're getting sick of it.
Well, it's not necessarily that I'm getting sick of it. I'm evaluating why I'm failing at this, as I would with anything else in life.
Right.
You look at your successes, and you look at your failures, and you try to better yourself, learn the lessons of the failure. And so the part of the process of figuring out this is whether I should alter my behavior to suit some sort of, I mean, archetypical suitor.
Well, okay, I don't know what the answer to that is, but I'm going to go on a tangent for a metaphor here. You are a liberty activist. You came to New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing.
I like this tangent.
Yeah. I'm guessing in your family and friends that you grew up with, or say 5-10 years ago. You didn't actually move here, though, right? You lived here?
No, I moved here.
You moved here,
no,
okay. Yeah. And your family and friends from the past, from before you moved here and were this active, are you kind of a black sheep? Were you more of the rebel?
No, I've always been, in every aspect of my life, I've always been the everyman sort of friend.
Wow.
I've always been the nice guy that everyone wants to be friends
with. Well, no, I'm not saying you weren't nice.
No, what I'm saying is that I am not the black sheep. When I go back, there will be a big-ass party because everyone will want to see me and everyone will stop by and make time because I am valued. And I've always been valued.
Then I would say that it's just the women that you're attracting. You're attracting the takers and not the givers.
And I can understand that because that's...
Because you give.
That's usually what ends up with a nice person is that they'll attract a taker.
Yeah, it's the people who want to take advantage of you. So how about... Should we focus on how to identify the people
actually,
who
though,
want
it's
to
ironic,
take
it? It's ironic, isn't it, that these women are not taking advantage of them. They're saying, you're too nice, I don't want to be with you.
Well they are. They're taking his emotional energy, but they're not giving anything back to him in the form of being his girlfriend.
Or being honest about it.
Or being honest about it, right?
Yeah. Right. Well, it's not just that. It's sort of like... I just act a certain way because that's just how I am.
Sure.
I mean, I can't change that aspect of myself because it's...
Well, then.
But you can change... One thing you can change... Okay, here's my main advice, I think, now that we understand this better. You can change who you choose to associate with and spend your time and energy on. And if someone is giving you this line about you're too nice, okay, take their advice. You don't have to give them your friendship. You don't have to be associate with them. You just start ignoring them, and they will turn their tables real quick.
I kind of think that's going to be pretty common. That they will, if you're suddenly ignoring someone who you were nice to and is a friend, not being mean, but just kind of saying,
yeah, because think about it. You want to pour your energy and emotions and heart.
They will probably realize something's wrong and say, JJ, what's up? I want what we had or something.
Yeah, and you want
to
pour your time and energy. You have a finite amount of time in your life, and you have a lot of things that you keep busy with. I know you do a lot of activism and other activities. You do the Keen Free Press and all the blogging and all kinds of other stuff. And, you know, you only have so much time in the day, and you have so much energy in your heart and your mind, and you want to spend that on people who value you just as much as you value them. And so, you know, I have this problem, too. I feel like... sometimes I'm not selective enough about who I give my time and energy to. And so, you know, you kind of just got to evaluate, is this person going to reciprocate what I'm giving them? And do they really value me as much as I value them? And if they don't, then, you know, you really don't owe them anything.
I agree. And I mean, I do that. If someone, obviously I'm trying to ask someone out, and then I ask them out, and they say no, I do sort of back off just because I don't want to be creepy, obviously.
Sure.
If you want to be a creepy, we have a show about that.
Right, well, no. I mean, at the same time, I'm still caring. I mean, I was generally caring about them when I asked them out. That's not going to stop
right.
The light switch. That's not...
Right.
I mean, it's not like they harmed me by saying no. I mean, they're fully entitled to say no, and I don't begrudge anyone for that. It's just...
But you can only have so many friends. You know what I mean?
Right.
If you keep collecting friends and amassing friends, you're going to be spending all your energy on them.
You're spreading yourself so thin.
You're spreading yourself thin, and you don't have time to focus on romantic interests because you have all these friends you have to worry about and be there for and be the shoulder to cry on.
I think you've also answered your own question that you asked a while ago. You said something to the effect of, well, should I be acting a different way to attract these women? And you just now said, I am who I am. I act this way because it's true.
Yes.
And so you should not act a different way.
No. Right. I agree with that.
I don't think you should start acting like an asshole because these girls gave you this weird line about
being too
nice.
I don't even know if you'd be capable.
No,
I don't think so either.
I wouldn't. I'm just saying that I wouldn't be so... it's difficult. It's difficult to quantify.
Yeah, so maybe you're asking, not change what I feel, but change how I act about it.
I think it's more behavior. Like, what actions you display or... It's just... Because, like I said, I have done that ignoring thing. Well, not ignoring, because that's not my nature.
Tone it down. But,
yes, just sort of give some space and whatnot. Yeah. And, you know, there's really nothing that happened afterwards. So.
Well, then, you know, if a person is not, if their interest is not caught by noticing you kind of getting out of the way and giving them space, then, you know, they're not worth it.
But then doesn't this come down to the frustration, which probably led you to ask this question, is that where are the women that are attracted to me? Why are there so many women telling me this wrong message? Is that what's going on?
Well, basically, yeah. I mean, I think a lot of guys think the same thing, too. And I know it takes, I don't know, it takes balls. I say I'm a nice guy with balls because I do stand up for myself and I don't let myself be used.
Good.
Yes, that's great.
That's happened in the past. A lot of people like to take advantage of nice, kind people, generous people, whatever. Which, I mean, that happens, but anyway, I do think that it is frustrating.
Yeah.
Because
it's just difficult.
You're trying to act the right way, and you're trying to treat people well, and they're giving you back, like, dirt in return, right? Yeah.
Right. Well,
I understand that.
Especially, well, it's also not just women, too. I mean, to go outside the spectrum and into the larger element is the whole... The idea that those few people that do give, and I do act kind to both males and females, even though I'm not interested in males at all, I do love them and care about them. Uh-huh. But it's part of the community. It's like you have the few people that are generous and that give.
Uh-huh.
And when there's no reciprocation, it gets frustrating to keep being generous because I don't want you know, a lot in return. I don't want a lot. A lot of anything. I just want the idea there, the thought does count in that sense.
The acknowledgement that you're giving and thank you, I appreciate you.
Well, it's not just that, but it's sort of like I'm leading by example.
This is the person I want, so this is the person I'm going
to
be.
This is how I want you to treat me.
Right.
And so I treat people exactly the way I want them to treat me.
But that's great.
But doesn't that mean then that, no problem. Doesn't that mean, though, that it's just a matter of patience? You're doing exactly what you need to do. Communicate clearly.
It is a matter of patience, but at the same time, how much patience?
I don't.
You know, at what point do you say, well, I've tried this method so many times, and now you have to evaluate? You know, because if you keep doing the same thing over and over again and get the same result, it's insanity.
Right.
Sure.
So at this point, I'm evaluating what's going on and taking a more critical look at what aspects of myself to improve. But
maybe
at this point, I am, you know, I know I'm a damn good person in every respect, and anyone that ends up with me would be very fortunate. And
if these,
I like that attitude. Yeah. I think that's very good first step.
I will not, you know.
If at least some of these women are your friends before you ask them out, right?
Well, most of them. Almost all of them.
Does that mean that you could, are they close enough that you could have this conversation? Something to the effect of, hey, do you want to go out on a romantic date? No, I don't like, or you're too nice.
No.
You said you already do that.
Well, you're saying, yeah, but the ones I've already asked out.
No, don't go back to them.
Right.
But the next one that you ask out, hey, would you like to go on a romantic date? No, you're too nice. Then you say something to the effect of, what does that mean? I don't understand how I'm too nice. Is there something else that you don't want about me romantically? You know, ask them
what
to
do you
elaborate
really mean
because
by
you're
that.
Close friends already.
Well, yeah.
Help me out. I'm struggling in life with this.
But you have to understand you still want to maintain that friendship because the friendship started because you valued the person. You still value that person regardless if there's anything that happens.
They value you, won't they help you with a problem?
If they're really your friend and they're not interested and nothing's going to happen anyway, I think it doesn't hurt to ask, like, hey, what do you really mean? Can you elaborate on that? What are some of the things that make you think
Let them
that
know how painful it is, not their response to you, but
I don't
that
you
get
need
this
to,
so often.
I don't think you need to get all hurt about it.
No.
I think you just need to be graceful about accepting their, you know, rejection.
Well, I wasn't trying to lay guilt on them. I was just trying to say, look, I've heard this a lot, and I'm not understanding
this. I'm just wondering what exactly
it means. Yes.
I think that's perfectly reasonable to ask that. Hey, you know, I was just wondering if you could elaborate. I'm just trying to improve myself like anybody else.
You might even
say,
I completely respect your decision. I'll hold by it.
Yeah.
But can we move on and just help me understand what you mean
so
that I know
I like
in the future
approach.
How to improve myself or something
like
that?
I really like that, yeah. What do you think, JJ?
That's a lot. That's, you know, that's a lot to ask, especially after getting rejected.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's very tough.
It's true.
At that point, I honestly just want to be away from, just get some space from that person.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's the message that I received.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm sorry to interrupt.
No. I do understand what you're saying, and I do think that is wise, and I have done that in the past to get more information. And I generally know what the answer is, but it's just, I do think that the whole nice thing does have some part to play. And I can't, after all these years and the data that I've collected, if you will, I can't say that it is not a part. I do think...
Well, is it possible then that this is your black sheepitude? That in this culture, someone who is this nice is the rarity? And most of these women are nice, and they're good people, but they just, the culture says they want a bad boy, they want trouble, they want something. Is that possible?
I don't know.
And you're looking for the one in 10,000 instead of the one in 1,000?
Well, not only nice, but honest.
Well, whatever the trait.
Well, you combine that, and I think in some cases, maybe it's too much to handle. There's too much, it's too strong of a tactic or a tone to be very honest and very kind at the same time. People are so used to a mix of honesty and lies, I don't know.
Actually, maybe this is... I don't know either. But here's another way to say, I think, what I was just saying, and that is, look at a bell curve. You're not in the top of the bell. You're not an average guy. You're very intelligent, very nice. You're at the extremes, right? That means you're at the bottom of the bell curve where there are fewer people who have the same traits.
Yeah, yes. That's a good point, Mike.
If you're going to ask out women, you'll have to ask out either more to get statistically to that woman who is in that area, somehow filter them out and find them, which is impossible.
Well, basically, I just went with shotgun method of just asking out as many as possible. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, what else to do?
And you got that line. See, my overarching conclusion, like from everything that you've said, is just that if you get a line like that, that shows that for whatever reason, it's almost irrelevant why, but that girl is not interested in you, and she does not deserve your time, and she does not deserve your energy, and you should just move on and not be friends with her. I really think that. And I know you don't want to end a friendship, you know, but you have so many friends already. You have so many nice friends. You have a big collection of friends.
And to be good to yourself, you can dedicate the time from that friend who doesn't want to be with you in that way to someone else who might.
Yeah, exactly. I think you just need to really cherry pick and be really selective about who you expend your energy on. What do you think about that? That's my overall advice.
Yeah, I would like to do that. It's just... In fact, I do that. I'm generally the type that would focus on one person at a time and pursue to the conclusion.
Sure.
So, from that aspect, yes, I already do that, I guess. And, you know, honestly, I don't really need any more advice on the whole asking people out
and stuff like that.
I mean, I'm 31 years old. I've been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, sorry. No, it's okay.
Like I'm the one to give it.
No,
too.
That's
how many people
I
ask.
Don't worry about that.
Well, you get day requests from the listeners all the time.
Every week.
I just honestly wanted some opinion on the whole idea of
being too nice,
being kind versus being more standoffish and more playing games.
I
don't think it hurts to. I don't really think you can ever be too busy with your own stuff and too, you know, interested in just taking care of your own self first. I think dropping everything to come to someone's need or, you know, come to someone's aid who is your friend or whatever, or maybe you're interested in, is kind of a sign of weakness. Like you're valuing them more than you value yourself. And the more confidence you project and the more you show that you're a confident person and that you have all your own activities and you're totally, you know, grooving with your own life is the better.
And I can't imagine ever thinking it would be good to change the way you behave to be less of what you consider good in order to attract someone.
I think it's good
to be honest and nice, but I'm going to be less nice so that I can get someone. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, it seems like you've thought a lot about how you want to act and how you want to treat other people in this world, and that's an awesome thing, very introspective, and I respect that a lot. And I don't think you should change the way that you act or who you are. And you're not, as you said before, you're not capable of changing who you are. I just think, you know, be more selective and prioritize yourself a little higher than other people is my advice. Anything else to add, Mike or JJ?
No.
That's good.
Thanks for the question.
Do you think that helped at all?
I was kind of hoping for a magic cure-all answer, of course, because this is pork therapy.
You know. This may now be our last show ever.
Yeah. We just got shut down.
Oh man.
No, we didn't. I mean, you know, it's hard to tell. Like, people are individuals, and, you know, two girls might say, oh, I think you're too nice, but mean two completely different things, right?
Right, right, right.
But in general, I just think they see you in a position of weakness and sort of not as, like, the alpha male or whatever, and they're saying you're
the biological
alpha
male.
But see, that doesn't make much sense, though, because it takes more strength to be a nice person than it does to be a mean person.
That's true, but most people...
But what about evolutionarily?
Yeah.
Evolutionarily, they might want a guy who will kick sand in the face of the weakling because he could get the shady spot. Or
right.
That's bad evolution, but he can get the food.
Yeah, but, well,
Mike
maybe.
Does that all the time to his competition. He kicks the food away from
Well, with food, there's no question.
So
I'm sorry, I made you lose your train of thought, Jason.
Yeah, I lost it. We're here at Porkfest 2010.
Well, okay, what I was saying before about the you know, friendliness and niceness, in some people's minds, like putting you in a position of weakness in their eyes. I think the more you can, as I said, you know, have confidence and have your own interests and be really independent, the more that puts you in a position of strength, and people find that attractive.
And
but you have to be selective about who you want to be attractive
well, that's,
to.
Well, that's the second part's true. And I think, JJ, you are confident and
competent.
Yeah,
I think so, too.
But perhaps that needs to be the focus of your behavior, like you said before. Instead of focusing on being nice and opening the door and coming to their aid, maybe your focus needs to be, I'm doing this project and I'm going to finish it and it's going to be awesome, and they will see that and say, I want to be around that guy.
Yeah.
It's not like you're changing anything, it's just that's your focus.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just going to have to keep trying different, I don't know. Thanks for the...
Yeah, keep collecting data.
I don't know.
I guess your life is a little science experiment.
Sadly.
Aren't we all?
Well, if you want to do a science experiment of your own, you should email mike@porktherapy.com and ask him out on a date, because you know what? His laboratory is open tomorrow night. You can go in the back door.
And if you want to ask JJ on a date, send email to stephanie@porktherapy.com
That's right.
And we'll get in touch with him.
I'm actually JJ's personal secretary.
Look at his calendar.
There are ladies out there who would just jump at the chance to go out with JJ. I'm totally sure
of
that.
Look, his calendar says that he's free tomorrow night.
He is. You should ask JJ out for a date tomorrow night. I will carefully screen through the date requests. I'll make sure that they're all really women, and I'll make sure that they're...
I'm gonna give away a trade secret right now.
Yeah.
We've done 63 episodes so far, and every single episode we've solicited a date for me, I've never got a response. So don't worry about it.
I got one.
Really?
Unsolicited.
I think it's a picture, Mike.
That's right. So you can, if you want to ask JJ on a date, you can email stephanie@porktherapy.com. And if you want to ask us a question,
you can
email questions@porktherapy.com.
Or call us.
419-PT-LOVE-4. And every episode we get better and better at saying that in unison, right?
We get worse and worse at actually providing useful answers, but hey, we can say our phone number in unison.
We try. We can't read people's minds. We can just speculate. But
thanks, JJ, for asking.
Even better than emailing us.
I am stuck.
I think I asked the question for a lot of guys.
Yes,
probably.
I agree. I was going to say, even better than emailing us, you know, you can come up to us like JJ just did on this episode. Find us at a Liberty event. We're at all of the cool Freedom events around the...
if you're in New Hampshire, you can find us.
Yep, and you should come and ask us if you can be a special guest, because you will be special. We guarantee that.
You can also find us on our website, porktherapy.com, and you can then lead there to Twitter and Facebook, etc.
All right, and that'll about do us for us. Thanks, JJ, for being on.
We really appreciate
your question.
Awesome.
Thanks. Goodbye, everybody.
They're two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at